Om Shanti and welcome back. So we had a very fulfilling session, a very nice breakfast, and we are all ready for the next session. Yes? Yes? So जैसे हम छोटे बच्चों को सिखाते थे एक छोटी सी वैसी एक्टिविटी करेंगे अभी राइट आई विल टेल समथिंग एंड यू हैव टू पॉइंट आउट टू इट ओके आईज हम बच्चों को सिखाते थे ना आईज नोज माउथ ईयर सोल अभी थोड़ा कंफ्यूजन तो नहीं है किसी किसी का हाथ ऐसे से हो रहा था कि कहां रखे कंफ्यूजन तो नहीं है दिस नो कंफ्यूजन राइट वी आर ऑल क्लियर ओके सो दिस इज अ ब्यूटिफुल इंट्रोडक्शन दैट वी गॉट ऑफ आवर सेल्स टूडे And we are this shining bright star, an eternal immortal being of light, of peace, of patience, of humility, of power, of bliss. And when we understand this and the mind conceives it, the brain starts adapting to this and our life starts changing. So abhi humne spiritual aspect suna. अब हम उसको थोड़ा साइंटिफिकली भी समझेंगे एंड द स्पीकर फॉर दिस सेशन इज अ वंडरफुल पर्सनैलिटी इन हिमसेल्फ प्लीज ज्वाइन मी इन वेलकमिंग डॉक्टर मोहित गुप्ता ही इज ज्वाइनिंग अस फ्रॉम दिल्ली एंड आई वुड लाइक टू टेल अबाउट हिम ही इज अ कार्डियोलॉजिस्ट ही इज द डायरेक्टर द हेड ऑफ कार्डियोलॉजी एंड द प्रोफेसर एट द जीबी पंत हॉस्पिटल इन दिल्ली ही इज ऑल्सो The cardiologist at the Parliament Health NXC, which is he is the cardiologist for all our member of Parliament. They all go to him when they have an issue with the heart. And he has had a distinctive, very बहुत ही exemplary medical career with more than 18 gold medals. He has a number of awards. More than 190 research papers under his name, prestigious fellowships, and his personal journey of science, of medicine, and of meditation has been wonderful, which I would not like to reveal. I would like him to himself say, which is very, very appropriate to this session. How can we rewire our brain and reinvent our life? It's nothing difficult and he has achieved it. So, with a minute of silence, let us begin with this session today.
Om Shanti and good morning to all of you. What a lovely place and lovely day to begin a session. Thank you so much and it's always a pleasure to be back to my own home with which I have been associated since I was 2 months old. My first stint with Brahma Kumaris was almost more than 51 years back when I was only 2 months old. And I've grown not only spiritually, but to understand the principles of spirituality scientifically. And I'm not going to today load you with something that you already know, something deep principles of spirituality. But I'm going to make you understand that why and how you should practice this. You know, for us, it's not just important to know, but my question has always been how this has been working for me. How, as an individual cardiologist, as a IT guy, as people of different professions, why should I have the spice? Why should I have the element of meditation and spirituality in our life? So, let me tell you, this is going to be a mind-boggling journey. What I'm going to share with you is something that you would not have even imagined in your wildest of the dreams. Something that is going to open your mind and give you a new perspective about your life. How would you feel if you know that the doctor who is speaking to you does not have a right side of the brain? How would you feel if you know that the cardiologist who is speaking to you has lost his 85% hearing and works with only 15-20% hearing using devices for the last 25 years. And how would you know or feel if you know that a doctor who is speaking to you has 4 screws drilled in his spine, he has difficulty in walking and standing even at this moment, yet he starts his day at 3:30 a.m. every day in the morning, meditates, does a workout, operates more than 60 to 80 cases in the busiest center, not of India, of Asia, travels globally, involved in global research, and sleeps for only 4 hours for the last 30 years. That's the power of meditation. That's the power of one thought, my dear friends. This is what I'm going to unravel in front of you. This is what I'm going to make you understand. That how magical your life can be only if you change your one thought. That's all. Meditation is not just about remembering I am a soul, supreme soul. No. How is it going to manifest in my life? You know, people would say, Dr. Gupta, you operate and when you go to a patient, do you meditate? I said, yes, I do. You know, my patient is on table and I go in front of him and say, I am a soul, you are also a soul, let's meditate together. And he will run away from the table. Oh my God, is this the guy who is going to operate me? No, that's not. Meditation is about creating a state of flow and state of bliss in your life. Whatever you are doing, irrespective of your profession, irrespective of your job, you are able to create and maintain that delicate balance in whatever you are doing. So, I'm going to make it very logical and scientific for you because we are living in a VUCA world. It's volatile. Look at the world. Everyday situations are changing. Uncertainty is there. Complexity is there and it's so ambiguous. Vyakti soch kuch raha hai, bol kuch raha hai aur kar kuch raha hai. The lack of synchrony between what we are thinking, speaking and doing is what is creating stress. And I'll put forth a question and make you understand how we are responsible. You see, we are all asked to come for an important meeting. And look at this, this is the kind of typical traffic we all are, you know, fixed in. Or we are stuck up in. Now my question to each one of you is, will all of us behave in a similar way or a different way? A loud answer please. Yes, it has to be different, isn't it? And I'll tell you, out of 95%, some of us will get irritated. Some of us will get probably more irritated. And some of us do jump out of our car, and this is what is the kind of behavior that 95% of us are manifesting. But you know, there are 5% of us. And those 5% of us don't have any effect of traffic on their mindset. They said, kya karu yaar? The traffic is so much, I can't get bothered. Let me just get on my work. Let me just listen to a good music. Get on my, you know, laptop and do all my stuff. And when the traffic is finished, I'll go and attend the meeting. This is the mindset. And the question that remains is, who is responsible for our behavior? Was the traffic responsible or we were responsible? Come on. That is the fundamental thing. Traffic is same for everybody. Situation is same for everybody. Behavior is same for everybody. But how we respond, not react, mind you, how we respond is completely our own choice. That is why today each one of us are working in an autopilot mode, a reactive behavior. Kisi ko kuch bola, come on, don't lecture me. Tum bhi to aise hi karte ho. You also do like this. And this is what is happening in this whole world. You prick somebody, the person wouldn't let you even complete. They will react to your behavior even before you complete. Why? Because they either want to shut you off or they want to prove your point. Not what is right, who is right is what is more important. And my message to you is, if you want to change this autopilot or reactive behavior into a responsive or a mindful behavior, you need only one thing. Only one thing. And you know what is that one thing? That one thing is a pause. We have forgotten to pause in our life. Forgotten to pause. ऐसा लगता नहीं है सवेरे बी कॉम्प्लेक्स की गोली के साथ एक्सेलेटर दबता है रात को नींद की गोली के साथ ब्रेक लग जाता है everybody is running and running and running and gathering more and more thing and I keep on telling people यार जितना सामान कमाया है उतना सुकून भी कमाया नहीं पूछो तो सही ask yourself am I happy today that's the fundamental question and that is what I want to tell you in this pause lies your freedom and ability to choose your response. That is the power of meditation. That's the power of yoga that gives you that you are able to maintain your adversity quotient. Look at this. Here you are. The people are not according to you. Family is not according to you. Or nature, social circle is not according to you. Sometimes your professional challenges are there. Government is giving challenges to you. My question to you, if you want a comfortable life, either you change your family, your social life, your nature, profession, policies, or the second thing is, instead of instructing other people, empower and change your own self. Which one is better, the first one or second one? Answer. That's the thing. That is what is called, people keep on talking about emotional quotient, intelligence quotient, spiritual quotient. I said we have moved a long way. You know, what does meditation do to you? Meditation gives you something that is known as the adversity quotient. Your ability to withstand difficult situations, handle adversities, and yet remain productive, capable, and happy throughout. That's the power that we are gifted with. So today, I'm going to unravel the power of thinking, that how your thoughts are affected by spirituality and how by changing our thoughts, we can change everything in our life. Everything. Without exception, it is going to create magic. So my dear friends, I'm going to blend my spiritual and scientific principles with my own life story. So this is my story. You know, I was always a very lovely and a happening child. Once upon a time, I started my life like you guys. This is my picture way back in 74, playing a role of a student, you know, of a teacher in this lovely nursery class where we had only 20 students. Love, joy, innocence, everything was fine. And I was also programmed like you guys. Yeah, come on. This is not the way life is going to work. You have to chase success. And I started chasing success very well. A good student. I cleared my medical school. I also cleared my IIT. I chose my medicine by my profession, by my choice. I did my MBBS, became a doctor. Doctor was very happy. People told me, "Are yaar, specialize kis mein karega?" I thought I have to run more. 3 years I completed my MD medicine, went to Johns Hopkins. I joined their gastroenterology, was working. Didn't feel like I left it there. I came back to Oxford, then to India, and became one of the youngest cardiologists of my country. No problem. Money. Position, power, success, everything I could attract naturally. And I was thinking with meditation since my childhood, my life was a dream life. Yeah, but you know, one day came in my life that changed my life forever. That completely changed my life forever. And it was 20th March 2003. I came back after operating for almost 1.5 days back. My mother gynecologist, father gastroenterologist. It was Tuesday and 5:30 p.m. I came after 1.5 days having severe headache, bursting headache. I told my mom, "I'm unusually tired. I would like to take rest." Khana khale, maine kaha, "No, I don't want to have." After 2 hours of rest, I got up and she handed a cup of ice cream to me. I gladly took it. Within 15 seconds of holding that cup, I collapsed on the floor of my house and I was throwing massive seizures, became unconscious. My world came collapsing. I was rushed, lifted, and to my hospital. Whole night doctors were working on my brain, and next day when I regained my consciousness, this is what had happened in my brain. I had a large mass in right side of my brain. Diagnosed as multidrug resistant tuberculosis. 19 drugs available in the whole world at that time. I was resistant to 18 of them. Every day my day used to start not with my food, my breakfast. My food and breakfast was 16 tablets in a day. Probably and doubtfully effective. Anesthetist would come and inject a toxic injection, amikacin, in every millimeter into my hand. And 150 injections, my hip got sore, my veins got completely destroyed. Those injections took away my hearing from me. A lot of pain, suffering. And you know, that single day, that one evening changed the way I looked at my life. My money, my position, my power. Every achievement, my medals, every achievement did not have even this much relevance for me. I was fighting for my life, hanging on a small thread. The level of pain that I used to had was such that I wanted a knife and I wanted to cut my brain into half and throw away the right portion of brain. That was the pain I used to suffer. But you know, I never allowed myself to experience sorrow in my life. Not at all. Dard hota tha, dukh ki anubhuti maine apne aap ko kabhi nahi hone di. I knew, if I have to come out, I have to grow bigger than the disease. One question that was completely bothering me was, why this has happened with me? Why me? Everything was fine. And I realized, look at this, Dr. Gupta, you have landed yourself in pandemic of personal mismanagement. Look at the balance. Look at the work and life balance, the achievements and the enjoyment of life. Have I really learned to remain happy in my life? Look at this. Two words that have become synonymous in our life. Two words, two lines that we keep on repeating throughout the day. I am busy and I don't have time. Jaldi karo, time nahi hai, busy hoon. That day sitting in the ICU, I made a conscious decision and deleted this word busy forever in my life. For last 25 years, irrespective of the schedules that are packed for years, you know, I never allow anybody to call me as a busy cardiologist, never. And you know, I would like you to experience the joy that I experienced. And you have to repeat after me. Would you do that? Yes or no?
Yes.
Come on, repeat after me. From today.
Kya
sust log hai yaar.
From today.
I am.
Not busy in my
life.
But.
I am.
Be
easy in my life.
Feel.
Allow.
Absorb.
Let that energy go in. Trickle it into your thought.
Busy
to be easy.
Everything outside
may be busy.
But when
I am easy inside,
everything
changes.
You know,
life is very simple.
God has
made our life very
simple.
We have made a mess out of it.
Jod,
tod, mod, kahin
bahar nahi.
They are all in our
mind.
Everything
in our mind.
Only thing
is,
pause
and press
a break
button.
Choose
happiness
in your life.
I'll
ask you a
question
and
each one
of you
have
to answer this.
Will
you do that?
Yes,
everyone.
And I'm
going to give
you three
choices.
You
pick up
one.
If you have
a fourth,
tell me.
And
these three
choices,
you pick
up
one,
will
unravel
your
life
like
a mirror
in front
of you, like
a reflection.
And my
question
is very simple.
Why
do
we
work
in our
life?
Simple.
First question,
first
answer.
I work
in our
life
for money.
Important.
With money,
I cannot
have food,
good
clothes,
good car.
I want
to have that.
Second,
I
work in
a life
for
happiness.
And the
third,
I work
in a
life
both
for
money
and
happiness.
Simple.
So
in this
hall,
who are
the
takers
for money?
No problem,
you can choose
that.
Absolutely
no problem.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7
people
choose,
10 people
choose
for money.
Absolutely
fine.
Who
are the
people
who work
for happiness?
Raise
your hands.
So
we have
around
about
20, 30
of them.
Yaar, inka
bank balance
mere account mein
transfer karo.
You are
allowed to
change your
answers
also.
Who
are
working
both
for
money
and
happiness?
Raise
your hands.
Sare
fail ho
gaye.
My
God,
I
gave you
a choice
that
if you have
a fourth
choice,
let
me know.
But
all of you
raised,
we are working
both
for
money
and happiness.
And
please
answer
me.
Should
we work
in our
life
for
happiness
or should
we
work in
our
life
with
happiness?
Louder,
please.
That's
the
problem.
That's
the
basic
fundamental
problem
that
today
our
mindset
has
been
tuned,
programmed
as
my
mind
was
that
chase
happiness.
Ye
karo,
then
I'll be
happy.
Achieve
this, then
I'll
be happy.
I do
this, then
I'll be
happy.
This
is what
I was doing.
And
the
day
I
realized
happiness
is
not
something
I have to
run
after.
Happiness
is something
I have
to
create
every
moment
in
whatever
I do.
Then
I choose
to
be
happy
in my
life.
That
is where
meditation
strikes.
My
dear
friends,
the
first
message
I want
to give
you
is life
is
a
journey
and
happiness
is
not
a
destination.
You
cannot
chase
happiness.
It does
not
depend
on
how
much
you
have.
It
depends
on
how
satisfied
you
are
in your
life.
This
is
what
meditation
does.
It does
not
stop you
from
working.
It does
not
tell you
don't
earn.
Drive
a good
car,
wear
a good
suit,
no
problem.
Have
a good
food.
You
can
do
whatever
you
want.
But
most
important
thing
is,
a
great
mind
is
open
to
everything attached to nothing. That's the power of meditation. So my dear friends, let me take you to one of the most transformative and meditative journeys. If you change nothing, nothing is going to change in your life. Every single word that I'm going to speak is pure science and backed with science. I'm going to load you with the AI-based and genomic experiments that we have been doing on meditation. How we have been reverse engaging. How and why Raja Yoga meditation is not something that is an option. It's like a mandate for you, my dear friends. Your life is a consequence of your thoughts. 50 to 70,000 thoughts is what Stanford University Natural Science Foundation tells you that you are generating. Your own inner factory is generating 50 to 70,000 thoughts in a single day. But you know, what does that analysis say? The analysis say 95% of our thoughts are waste, are negative, are repetitive, and are useless thoughts. Imagine. कहीं कुछ बन रहा है उनमें से ऑलमोस्ट 95% ऑफ अवर प्रोडक्ट्स आर वेस्ट यूजलेस एंड नेगेटिव वुड यू कॉल इट अ ग्रेट फैक्ट्री और अ यूजलेस फैक्ट्री ऑफ कोर्स अ यूजलेस फैक्ट्री इमेजिन ओनली 5% ऑफ अवर थॉट्स are positive, powerful and purposeful. And why this is important? Because every single thought that you are generating is going to give you a behavior. The day your thoughts are positive, your mood is great. The mood is fine, your behavior is fine. You do good, you create something nice, your feelings are fine, your relationships are fine, and people will say, yaar, mood achha hai, jo marzi karwa le aaj. Everything is perfect. You can go ahead and speak. That's the power that we have. Why? Because our thoughts are being completely, they are controlling the way we are behaving. The day your mood is off, do you feel like working? Yes or no? Of course, no. Kya kahein? Aaj bukhar sa lag raha hai. Aaj blood pressure sa lag raha hai. I don't feel like working. And the day you are well, something great happens in your life. You forget the pain of your body and you start celebrating. You start cooking. You start enjoying. You start traveling. You start doing whatever you want. And what I want to tell you is your thoughts are controlling your life. Every thought is creating our future. But this is possible only when we know that our thoughts also radiate outside our brain. हम लोग कई बार बोलते हैं ना डोंट वरी आई हैव ओनली थॉट मैंने किसी को बताया नहीं है दिस इज ओनली इन माई ब्रेन माई डियर फ्रेंड्स लुक एट दिस मशीन मैग्नेटो एनकेफलोग्राम विदाउट टचिंग योर ब्रेन इट मैप्स योर ब्रेन वेव पैटर्न एंड क्लियरली टेल्स यू द क्वालिटी आई शो यू द रियल टाइम इमेजेस लेटर दैट योर थॉट्स आर नॉट कंटेन्ड विद इन योर ब्रेन एवरी सिंगल थॉट दैट यू आर क्रिएटिंग इज रेडिएटिंग आउटसाइड योर ब्रेन एंड इफ इट इज रेडिएटिंग आउटसाइड वेयर आर माई थॉट्स एक्टिंग योर थॉट्स आर एक्टिंग ऑन योर बॉडी एंड जीन्स योर बॉडी The genetic makeup, the biologic makeup of your body is affected by what you are thinking. Look at this. Your thoughts are also affecting on your relations. The kind and the quality of relations that we have are affected by the quality of thinking that we have. And not only this, your thoughts are also affecting the environment, the food, the water, the nature, the atmosphere. And if I am to say, every single aspect of your life is affected by your thought. That means if I change my thoughts, I can change my body and genes, I can change my relations, I can change my food and water. And this is where power of meditation and yoga lies. Fundamental. A single thought can program your life. And I'm going to show you accordingly to the science and my own life stories, how by changing your thoughts, you can completely change your life. And let us begin, can my thoughts program my genes? Is it possible? Yaar socha aur sharir ki genes hi change ho gayi? The expression of genes is possible? The answer is yes. We are no more a human potential. Are mom and dad my limit? If somebody in my family is having a heart disease, heart attack or cancer, is it necessary that I'm also going to suffer from that cancer? If the answer is yes, it's a reason to worry. But do I have like a bedroom switch? Ghar gaye, off kar diya. I don't mind, want my gene to be expressed. A good gene, switch on, a bad gene switch off. Is it possible? Don't you think this is magic? The answer is surprisingly yes. And this is what is the first evidence that we have. Don't look at this, look at me, and I'm going to explain you simply that how this all was working. Dr. Dean Ornish is a famous scientist, and what he did was, he did an experiment on 60 patients of prostate cancer. Prostate cancer. Very simple. And what he did was, these guys were not ready for the treatment. To these people, he taught them meditation, lifestyle, and stress-free living. Only for 3 months. And what he observed after 3 months changed the signs. He saw that within 3 months, the cancer-causing gene in these patients, it switched off. It down-regulated. Not only this, the positive protein building gene, ZNF250, it started expressing higher. Yani positive genes were expressing higher, the cancer gene was expressing lower. It didn't stop here, the buck stopped that, look at this, expression of 500 genes changed and all the cancer-causing genes were switched off and down-regulated. This was phenomenal. Nothing, no physical intervention, nothing. Great diet, healthy diet, positive thinking and meditation changed the way our genes were behaving. And I was excited. And this started my second story way back in 2018, the day of Saturday, 9:30 p.m. in the night. I had done with my day. I still remember vivid memories. I was about to leave after operating more than 50 cases, just changing my clothes, and I had a young 22-year-old boy with a massive cardiac arrest, pulseless, BP-less, ECG was a flat line, he was being resuscitated and massaged, and he was brought to my lab. Dr. Gupta, isko operate karna hai. I said, kya kuch bhi toh nahi bacha hai? Everything is gone. Neither there is pulse, neither there is anything. ECG is flat line. What are we going to do? Give it your best try. I said, take him on the table. We ventilated him. We put him in an artificial pacing system. That day, 1.5, almost quarter to 2 hours, it took me, we angiographed him, all 3 coronary arteries were blocked. In that 22-year-old boy, it took me 1.5 hours to clean each artery. After 1.5 hours, I was able to achieve a blood pressure of 40 to 60 millimeters of mercury. I said, this is the maximum we can do. Cosmetic, great result. My mind was saying he won't survive, but somewhere in my heart I had a feeling he's a young boy, he's a resilient boy, he might just make it. I shifted him to the ICU in the support system. Next day, when I went for the rounds, and you know, you would be surprised, that young boy was absolutely conscious-oriented. ECG had normalized, blood pressure had normalized, everything was fine, he was ready to be extubated. People were happy, doctors, sisters were happy, relations were happy, so was I, that we had saved a young life. But that was one of the most disturbing days of my life. And I'll tell you why. I was thinking, yaar, ye 22 saal ke ladke ko heart attack kyun hua hai? Non-smoker, non-diabetic, lipids normal, no hypertension, no family history, dur dur tak kisi ko nahi tha. I said, he's been married for 2 years, 4 mahine ki bachchi hai. Why the hell he had an heart attack? I need to speak to him. I went to his father. I said, please call his wife. I want to speak to both of them. You know, his father took me aside and said in a very, very serious voice, he said, Dr. Gupta, jo puchna hai, mujhse puchiye. Whatever you want to ask, ask me. I said, why? He said, his wife won't come. I said, why she would not come? He said, sir, they have been married for 2 years. 1 month back, they have filed for divorce papers, and next month, they are going to separate from each other. I had no words. I was silent. After a pause, with my folded hands, I said, please call that young lady. Tell Dr. Gupta wants to meet you. This is what has happened with your husband. He said, no. I said, please call her. They called her. She came there running 1.5 hours later with a 4-month lovely angelic daughter. I make them sit in the ICU. I extubated the young boy, asked everybody to move out, and I started talking to them. Listen to me what I talk to them. Aap logon ke dimag ke jale saaf ho jayenge. I said, kya chal raha hai tumhari life mein? What is going on wrong in your life? You know what he said? Sir, we earn a 6-digit salary. We drive a Mercedes. We have a plush 4-bedroom apartment. We have no problem of money. Everything materialistic in our life we have. But sir, for last 2 years, we have not connected well with each other. We didn't have time for each other. We were just running. We didn't even time to connect, to listen, to understand the feelings of each other. We have everything that you can dream of physically in our life, but that emotional connect is not there. We thought that we must separate from each other. I didn't counsel them. I didn't say a word. After a while, I said, you have 1 month. Mere kehne se do kaam karoge. Will you do 2 things for me? They said, yes, we will do. I said, only for 1 month, you start having a 30-minute dinner together. Raat ko baitho. Switch off your mobile. Switch off your television. Switch off internet. Sit with your little baby. Connect, accept, argue, listen, embrace, understand, but don't analyze. Keval ek dusre ke saath baithkar khana khao. Have a dinner together every single day. They said, sir, we'll do. And the second thing I said to the young lady, I said, dekh, I'm going to discharge your husband 2 days later. But I'm going to see him in my OPD only on one condition. She said, kya? I said, only for next 1 month if you accompany him to my OPD for 4 visits. She said, sir, nahi. I said, please, my request to you. Okay, sir, if you say I'll accompany him. I discharged the young boy. They started coming to my OPD. They came for the first week. That 1 week changed into 2 weeks. 2 weeks into 4 weeks. 4 weeks into 4 months. 4 months into 4 years. Their 4-month-old daughter grew into a lovely, blossoming angel of 4 years. They still come to my OPD and they have withdrawn their divorce papers, my dear friends. That's the day. That's the day I understood the power that we are gifted with. Treatment and this is nothing. You see, what is the connect? What is going on inside? 2 years back, I wrote a beautiful article, you know. And that article was titled, what are you cooking? ... inside. Kya chal raha hai andar? Ye important hai. That is what is important. And you know, that is the day we started doing these transformative experiments, which each one of you should listen. I operate almost 120-130 cases in a week. And 25% of my heart attack patients are between age of 18 to 35 years. Yesterday morning, before coming here, I operated a 17-year-old similar young boy. Extreme stress. Massive heart attack. Heart almost 50% damaged. And these 150 patients I collected. And what I did was, this was presented as a study in European Congress. I measured their stress levels. What was the stress at work, home and general? And you know what I did? I did a funny thing. I took out a 10 ml blood sample and I started calculating and measuring their genomic or the biologic age. Sharir ki age, 18 to 35 years. But biologic and cell age is different for each individual. And this is what I did. Look at the results, you will be shocked. These people, children, were physically aged between 18 to 35 years. But look at the biologic age. Their biologic age was equal to a 60 to 95-year-old person. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? I was surprised. Yaar, 18 se 35 saal ka ladka hai and biologic age is 60 to 95 years. What is going on wrong? When we further studied, we analyzed. This was the paper that was published. We saw 91 to 98% of these young children had highest level of stress, anger, lack of love and happiness, lack of gratitude, and lack of purpose in their life. Itna stress tha inki life ke andar. I said, koi baat nahi. Stress to sabko hota hai. Everybody has stress. So how does stress lead to the change of genes? And when we further analyze, look at this, what we saw, those people who have lack of love, their ego is governing their life. Their anger is governing their life. Their irritation is governing their life. Their purpose is not there. Their telomerase enzyme goes down and their telomere length significantly decreases. The good news is those people who have love, those people who have positive outlook and happiness, those people who exercise, eat healthy, think positive, their telomerase enzyme goes up and their biologic age is significantly less. This is reversible, my dear friends. Today, using meditation using genomics and collaborating with Harvard and IIIT, we are in people like you, we are reversing their aging merely by 15 minutes of meditation. You guys wanted evidence? Look at this, where science is going, my dear friends. Life is all about perspective. The first message that I want to give you, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. When you change the way you look at people you look at change. And when you change the way you look at situations you look at change. It's all about our life. Look at this fantastic study by Dr. Robert Waldinger, the fourth director of the Harvard Second Generation Study, or what we call it as the Happiness Study. You know, 700 people from Harvard, Boston, followed up for 75 years, the single longest ever conducted study in the world, published in any JAMA, you know, and they analyzed every single aspect of these 700 people, the success, the envy events, the position, their blood samples, everything. And when they analyzed after 75 years, there was only and only one secret to fulfilling and happy life, not their money. Not their position, not their power, my dear friends. It was only and only good relations in our life. This is where meditation is striking. This is where our thoughts are working. When we are thinking positive, everything outside is changing. Our genes are changing. Our telomere length is changing. That is why people say age is just a number. You may have, I know, I have 20, 30 year old heart attack patients who are like worse than a 90-year-old gentleman, and you may have a 90-year-old person who has been operated and they come and play golf. It's all a mindset. It's about the kind and the quality of thinking that changes your genes. That is why I want to say that older paradigm was you have fixed DNA makeup, but meditation tells you that the choices that you are making can program your genes. Positive thinking, positive feelings, positive behavior, positive world, everything positive, your genes are changing. You keep on evolving and changing your own mindset, my dear friend. So, it proves, it doesn't just suggest you, it tells you, there are numerous ones, but I've shown you a glimpse of what we have been doing, that merely by changing your thoughts, you can change your genes. But you would question Dr. Gupta, I have not seen my genes. How the hell do I believe that genes are changing? Tell me something that I can actually quantify and analyze. Jo mujhe dikh jaye. Can my thoughts change my brain also? Is it possible or not? The answer is yes. Look at these experiments, funny experiments by Dr. Alvaro Pascal Leon, the Harvard famous neuroscientist. Look at me. You guys are not going to understand that. Look at me and I'll make you laugh. You know, what this scientist Alvaro Pascal Leon did was something which was interesting. He took a group of people like you and he said, yaar sabko piano play karna sikhana hai. And you know what he did? He did something like this. To group one, he made you sit in front of the piano. He made you play piano actually for 3 weeks with your hand. And to group two, what he did was, he just showed you the images of piano, made you imagine as if you are playing a piano without actually playing. So you guys were playing, you were imagining, and after 3 weeks, what he did was, he did a scan of all the people's brain, that what happens to the piano playing area in our brain. What were the results? Look at this. Those people who were playing piano, their area expanded in brains. You would be surprised. Those people who were only imagining and thinking, their area also resulted in similar reorganization of brain. Karna zaruri nahi hai. Sochne se bhi you can program your brain. This is what is called your brain rewiring. Vicharon ki shakti. What is meditation doing? What is thought power doing? Meditation is only programming your thoughts repetitively, consistently, and with belief. When there is repetition, when there is consistency, and when there is belief, magic happens in our life. My dear friends, this is called neuroplasticity. Dr. Eric Kandel got Nobel Prize for it. Nerve cells that fire together, they wire together. Whatever you are thinking again and again, again and again, it happens. Dekhiye, look at this. Within 17 seconds of your new thought, a new neuron is formed. When you put yourself into the same thought again and again, again and again, look at this, what happens. Your brain is hardwired. And look at this, what happens. It within 21 days to 254 days, you get a completely new pathway. Ingredients, repetition, consistency, and belief. You start attracting. People say attract, I say manifest. Rajyoga does not attract. It makes you manifest. This is what happened with me way back in 2001. My third life story. Fantastic. I came back from America in 2001. And what happened at that time was, my reason to coming India was only twofold. One, I wanted to be with my parents. And second, I wanted to do cardiology. So I had no choice to be in Delhi. And the institute where I wanted to do cardiology had only 5 seats in the country at that time, for which 10,000 specialists used to, you know, compete. And they used to study for not months, for years and years, 2 years, 3 years. My teachers and seniors were giving exam with me, and I had only 5 months to prepare for that exam. And I was doing gastroenterology, so cardiology was my passion. I had only 5 months. I was working at that time also. I went to my mother and I said, Mama, mushkil hai. I don't think I'll be able to clear it. I have only 5 months, but I have no regrets. You know, I'll give only one attempt. If I'm able to clear, that is fine. If I'm not able to clear, I'm already a physician. I'll practice like a MD medicine, no problem at all. And she's a positive lady, very positive. She said, idhar aa. Maine kaha, what happened? Kitni seats hain? How many seats are there? I said, 5. She said, how many do you want? I said, of course, I want only one. She said, delete 4, that one seat is for you. Simple. 8th July 2001, I have vivid memories of that day. And very naturally she said, and I said, this makes a lot of sense, yaar. I went to my room, I wrote on that book, this one seat is for me. I wrote in front of me, this one seat is for me. 19th July 2001, I started studying for cardiology. I was working at AIMS at that time also. I had only 5 months. 9th February 2002 was my exam. And it was Saturday, Delhi Khalsa College. I gave my exam, 100 questions, 9:30 to 12:30, vivid printed memories. And I came out after giving exam. And what happens when we come out after giving exam? Discuss karte hai na, iska answer kya hai? What is the answer? What is the answer? My teachers, my seniors were giving exam. Not one person discussed the paper with me. Not one person. I went from one person to the other. Iska apne kya likha? What did you write for this? Not a single person discussed. And you know, they told me, you know, Dr. Gupta, aap ghar jaiye. By 6:30 p.m. in the evening, we will send you 100 question paper with all the answers so that you can prepare better for next year. I was disheartened. I went back, got a haircut, went back, I pushed my books aside. I didn't want to give in second attempt. I was enjoying listening to a lovely song, Hotel California, and that day. I still remember. I was just enjoying, just relaxing. And you know, I waited for my result for 15 days. 15 days later, when result came, my rank in the country was first. My percentile at that time was 95%. And the second, third, fourth and fifth rank was 78, 77, 76 and 70%. People called it magic. I called it manifestation. When you glue your intention with imagination and put a do not disturb sign outside, no power on earth can take away your success from you. Jab sankalp aur lakshya ko aap aapas mein chipka dete hain aur bahar do not disturb ka board lagate hain, prakriti aur parmatma bhi baadhya ho jata hai ki wo safalta aapke charno mein lakar rakh de. That's the power of meditation. My dear friends, the message that I want to give you is, whatever you want to create outside, first create it in your mind. If you want money, think about money. If you want peace, think about peace. If you want a Lamborghini, think about it. If you want happiness, create it in your mind first. Every single day, Raj Yoga meditation makes you the same thing repeatedly, repeatedly and repeatedly. For those 6 months, not a single day I allowed myself to think that I am not a cardiologist. I had already manifested it. I've already manifested it, ki main ban chuka hoon. And when you are doing it repeatedly, you achieve. People say, Dr. Mohit, aapke liye to ho gaya, aise thodi na har ek ke liye ho jata hai. This is right. Why? Because if you are creating catastrophic or emotional thinking, it is never going to happen. It is never going to happen. If you think, पता नहीं हो पाएगा, नहीं हो पाएगा, आई डोंट थिंक दिस इज गोइंग टू हैपन, मुझे नहीं लगता मेरे बच्चे पढ़ते भी हैं, आई थिंक सारी प्रॉब्लम्स लाइफ की मेरे पास ही आती हैं, आई हैव बीन गिविंग माय बेस्ट एफर्ट, सारे चैलेंजेस मेरे पास आते हैं, आई गेट अ डिफिकल्ट बॉस, मेरे बच्चे लगता नहीं इस बारी पास होंगे, यार मेरी तबीयत ही खराब रहती है, मुझे तो बहुत ही खराब लगता है, आई डोंट थिंक आई एम गोइंग टू बी वेरी वेल. एंड यू नो योर ब्रेन इनसाइड इज सेइंग ओनली एंड ओनली वन थिंग, इट इज सेइंग तथास्तु तथास्तु एंड तथास्तु. Whatever you say in it is not going to be judgmental. It is going to manifest it. That is why, my dear friends, I say, जब खिचड़ी हमारे कुकर में पकती है तो हमारे स्वास्थ्य को ठीक कर देती है, लेकिन जब खिचड़ी हमारे दिमाग में पकती है तो वो हमारी लाइफ को डिस्ट्रॉय कर देती है. That is why, check every day what are you cooking inside. Note it down. संकल्प में भी कभी अपने लिए नेगेटिव मत सोचना. नेवर इवन इन योर वाइल्डेस्ट ऑफ योर थॉट्स थिंक और क्रिएट समथिंग नेगेटिव फॉर यू, बिकॉज योर थॉट्स हैव द पावर टू मैनिफेस्ट. दैट इज द पावर ऑफ मेडिटेशन. This is what I've experienced for 50 years. Every single day in my life, 11, 11.30, 12, sometimes I'm doing recording at 12 a.m. in the morning till 1:30 a.m. It doesn't matter at all. Not a day goes in my life when I sit down in silence for 10 minutes. I program my day for next day. 4 affirmations, which I released in my video also. I keep on telling everybody that do these 4 affirmations before you sleep, and they are magical. Create, manifest, clean and make yourself light. That's very important. Every single day, create your own destiny. Pessimism is weakness, my dear friends, and optimism is power. So, your thoughts can actually program your brain. You would say, "Thank you, Dr. Gupta. We can't get our scans every day. What about my illnesses? Can my thoughts also affect my health during my illness?" The answer is big yes. Look at these fantastic experiments by Dr. J.B. Mosley, world famous orthopedic surgeon, published in number one journal of the world. And I'll show you what experiments he did. Look at me and you will be left rolling, my dear friends. Dr. J.B. Mosley is a famous orthopedic surgeon. And what he did was something which was phenomenal. He took almost significant number of patients with knee pain, osteoarthritis. And he convinced everybody, operate karna hai. They were divided into two groups, group one and group two. Now look what he did. I'm Dr. Mosley. You are guys, imagine that probably you may be having. I call you to group 1, to my operation theater. I anesthetize you. I perform, open your knees, perform the surgery on your knees, broadcast the same surgery recorded live outside. I close your knees. I discharge you after 3 days and measure for the improvement of pain. Group 2, what do I do to you? I call you guys to my operation theater, anesthetize you, open your knees, but without touching your knees, I just move the instruments, I broadcast the false surgery outside, I close your knees without touching them, I make you shift to the recovery room, and I discharge you, but before discharge I tell you, your knees have also been operated. So we have two groups, one they have been operated, one who have not been operated, but everybody thinking that they have been operated. And then he measured what was the pain improvement in both the groups. 6 months later, you would be shocked and surprised to hear pain improvement was same in both the groups. Sham surgeries. Why? When they analyzed, they saw that the group that didn't have their surgery were so much convinced that their knee is fine that the pain releasing chemicals of the body, they were significantly suppressed and their perception of pain was significantly lessened. This is what is called counterclockwise aging. This is what I used for my brain healing that I'm going to show you. Magic is within you. If you have the power, you can create anything. You can visualize. You can visualize your well-being very clearly. And this is what happened with me. My fourth story. 21st March 2013. I was a state-level badminton player and I was playing badminton early in the morning and I suffered a sudden injury in my spine. My pars interventricularis got fractured, my spine turned listhetic and I collapsed in the badminton court. I was dragged to my home. Difficult for me even to move this much. My ऑर्थोपेडिक एंड न्यूरोसर्जन फ्रेंड बोन बहुत हो गया बैडमिंटन डॉक्टर मोहित लेट जा सीधे यू हैव टू टेक रेस्ट एवरी सिंगल डे आई विजुलाइज आई एम प्लेइंग बैडमिंटन नॉट अ डे वेन नॉट अ मोमेंट वेन आई वॉज विजुलाइजिंग आई वॉन्ट टू बी बैक अगेन आई वॉन्ट टू प्ले बैडमिंटन आई वॉन्ट टू बी फाइन एंड दे वुड नॉट लिसन टू मी आई सेड यार प्लीज ऑपरेट मी आई वॉन्ट टू बी कंप्लीटली फाइन दे सेड नो दिस इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट एंड सीरियस सर्जरी दिस इज नॉट पॉसिबल नो मोर बैडमिंटन थ्रू आउट लाइफ फॉर यू यू हैव टू टेक रेस्ट एंड रिकवर ग्रेजुअली वन मंथ टू मंथ्स आई जॉइंड हॉस्पिटल आफ्टर वन मंथ लेग्स वर हैविंग रेडिएटिंग पेन लाइफ वॉज डिफिकल्ट मिजरेबल दे वोंट लिसन टू मी नॉट रेडी टू ऑपरेट आफ्टर एट मंथ्स आई कन्विंस वन ऑफ माई फ्रेंड्स टू ऑपरेट माई स्पाइन आई वॉन्टेड टू कम बैक Every day I was thinking that I am on the badminton court. Every day morning I'll get up, I'll try to get up. I am thinking that I am playing badminton. And 17 January 2014, I got myself admitted in the hospital. 19 January 2014, 8 hours, my spinal surgery went. And this is my picture day one after my spinal surgery on 20th January 2014. Completely face is spoiled. It was full of scars. I was lying on my face for 8 hours after anesthesia. But look at the smile on my face. This is my actual spinal pictures with 4 screws in the spine, in my lower spine, which was fixed. I was happy. Why I was happy? Because I knew I'm going to be back. On day two, I took a discharge from the hospital. I said, ho gaya, tumhara kaam ho gaya, baki mera kaam hai. I went back home. I started walking on day one. They said, rest. I said, no rest. I started walking gradually with physiotherapy, with support. Within 5 days, I was walking in the garden of my home comfortably, giving off all the support. Within 15 days, I started going out, started walking gradually with physiotherapy going on. Within 1 month, I rejoined my hospital, started operating my patients. Within 1 year, I was able to walk for 4 kilometers, my dear friends. And today, 12 years down the lane, every single day, I'm able to work out for 16 to 20 kilometers. That's the power of meditation and that's the power of thinking. Resilience. Meditation gives you resilience. Use the power. Everything is here. I could have succumbed. I could have given up. I thought, no, let me use God's power. Let me use God's energy to heal myself, to make myself an example. And what I want to tell you, that life without a purpose is like a body without a soul. If you have a why to live in your life, you can bear with almost anyhow. Have a purpose. Every single day and moment, you should live and get up with a purpose. The problem today with us is, we spiral in the problems. Each one of you is a story and we spiral in the problems. My message is, don't spiral. Learn to evolve out of those problems as you go ahead. That's the power that meditation gives you, my dear friends. Sankalp hi to hai. Keval ek vichar and it starts programming, it starts knitting, it starts creating and manifesting in your life. And you would obviously say, Dr. Gupta, I understand that this is about spine and brain and joints, but what about serious diseases? Can our thoughts also affect our serious diseases? Is it possible if we think we can heal our patients? The answer is yes. And I'm going to show you 2 amazing stories that is going to leave you in doldrums. Look at this. The first story is of this gentleman, Mr. Stomatis Moratis. You know this guy? Mr. Stomatis Moratis was a U.S. Army war veteran. Note his name and read about him. He was a U.S. Army war veteran. He retired in 1976 and when he retired, he was diagnosed with terminal biopsy proven lung cancer and was given 3 months to live. He said, yaar, ab to marna hi hai. 3 months, no treatment, and I have to die. If I die in America, the burial would be costing $300. So let me go to my town, Ikaria in Greece, where I would be able to meet my grandchildren, and burial would be costing only $15, $20 or $30. He took a flight to Ikaria. He went there, and he started planting vineyards. He started meditating. He started eating a vegetarian diet. He started having a good sleep, disconnecting from the technology, connecting with his friends. 1 month passed, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, 24 months, 38 months, 60 months passed, 5 saal beet gaye. He said, yaar, mujhe toh marna tha. I am not dying. Why am I not dying? And you know, when 10 years passed, he took a flight to America to meet all his doctors in New York just to find all those doctors who diagnosed him with cancer were dead by that particular time. They all had died at that time. He inspected, you read about him, this is all true. And he inspected his biopsy reports. Those biopsy reports were lung cancer stage 4. He came back. He lived up to the age of 102 years. And this man is called the man who almost forgot to die. And the place where he used to live is called the island where people forget to die. The town of Ikaria in Greece. What is common? Average age is above 90 years. Common is active lifestyle, meditative lifestyle, good sleep, natural connect, plant-based vegetarian diet, meditation. This is what our roots are. What does meditation tell you? Enjoy, celebrate, but learn to disconnect from where it is not needed. Learn to socialize. Learn to enjoy. Learn to celebrate. This is how meditation, if not reversing your diseases, at least it slows down or makes your mind more comfortable in those serious problems also. That is the power we are gifted with. That is what I want to tell you, that by changing your mind, you can completely change your life. And this is what happened with me. This is what happened, that when in 2005, after being diagnosed 3 years later, a major surgery was done on my right brain and the whole parietal lobe was taken out. 20th June 2005 in Delhi, after almost 6 hours of surgery. I thought, now I'm going to be fine. I knew there would be certain repercussions. That is fine. I'm going to use neuroplasticity. I'm going to heal myself. I was on 16 tablets after my surgery for almost continuously after 6 months. And you know what happened? Only after 6 months, I started developing symptoms of imbalance, of pain in my brain again. And this is what happened to my brain. Look at this. Only 6 months later, my cerebellum developed another lesion. Lower brain developed lesion. Doctors from America, doctors from Bangalore, Rajeshwari, doctor from Ames, Guleri, the top doctors of the world, designing my regime, surgeons saying it is not operable, medical doctors saying this is the maximum science can do with the best test of the drugs that are available in the world. I was running out of options. I was running out of options. Disheartened, disillusioned with the medical science. Look at this, a scientist, a professor in cardiology, and I was following Brahma Kumaris at that time. I went to one of the very senior administrative chiefs of Brahma Kumaris, whom we fondly remember as Dadi Gulzar, and I'll share the lovely Wednesday 8:30 p.m. interaction with her. I went rushing to her on 4th January 2006. I said, look at this, what has happened to my brain? What should I do? I'm running out of options. My lesion has again appeared. Doctors have given their final word. Nothing can be done. And she's as always charming, stable and cool. She said, Mohit, why don't you use the power of meditation to heal yourself? Tum yogi ho. Yog ka prayog, vicharon ka prayog apne upar karo. I said, I'll do it. She told me the technique. I said, I'm going to do every day. I started getting up 3 a.m. in the morning every day from 4 January. My colleagues would say, kya meditation? Isse thodi na bimari theek ho jati hai. Keval yog lagaya and meditation se theek ho jayega. No. I said, I have to shut off my brain. I shut off my brain. I was not listening to everybody. I was taking medicines and I complemented my medicines with medication. Look at the blend of science and spirituality with belief and consistency. And for 1 year, every single day, I was getting up at 3 a.m., programming my brain, using counterclockwise aging to reverse the disease of my brain, imagining, visualizing that my brain is absolutely healthy with God's power, with God's purity and love, and I meditated for 1 year continuously, specifically for my brain. 1 year later, my scans were done. My scans were done in April 2007. And look at this, what happened. The lesion had disappeared miraculously without any surgery from my brain, my dear friends. As a doctor, not as a normal person, my dear friends, as a researcher, as a doctor, I am telling you, the magic is completely in our own belief. This is what meditation does to you. Only and only if you believe. 50 trillion cells of your body. This is what your body is made up of. Each working individually powerful, behaving as a philharmonic orchestra, they lose their individual intelligence once a central command goes and says, peace and heal yourself. More than 70 trillion volts of energy, this is what Dr. Bruce Springsteen says, that you can generate in your life, and this energy can heal even the most difficult and the serious circumstances also, my dear friends. Belief is the key ingredient. Today I want to tell you, I am using these power of meditation to complement science and spirituality. They are not working in opposition with each other. But today we have heart attack patients, we have brain attack patients, we have patients who are working in severe stress and anxiety, and we are complementing their lifestyle with whatever they are doing only and only by their healing and by their meditative power. You have the power to create your own life. That's the power. So look at this: thoughts changing our genes, thoughts programming our brain, thoughts healing us in diseases, thoughts also changing our relations, my dear friends. Ek vichar hamare jeevan ke relations ko bhi badal sakta hai. Our relations are a consequence of what we are thinking. May I ask you a question? Will you answer honestly, yes or no? You guys are going to have a good green tea after this session. Okay, come on. So I want an honest answer. Not a cooked up answer and not an ideal answer. Okay, not an ideal answer, a very practical answer. Look at this. I'm going to give you a situation. Look at, create that situation and give me what comes to your mind. My question is very simple to each one of you. You guys are hurt terribly badly, emotionally distraught, disturbed, and, you know, fired by somebody close to you, or maybe not close to you, 5 years back, 5 months back, or probably 5 days back. And you were really hurt. Now, that person, after that incident, leaves away. He's not there or she's not there at that particular moment. My question to you is, after 5 years, 5 months, or 5 days, honestly, that person suddenly, who has hurt you terribly bad, suddenly comes in front of you. My question is, do you have positive emotions or negative for that? Honest answer, please. Negative, naturally. Kyunki agar kisi ne bura kiya to badla lena to hamara dharma hai usse. Isn't it? We have to take a revenge. Isn't it? Yes or no? Yes. Who says we have to take a revenge? Please raise your hands. Come on. Answer. Karte kya hai, that is different. Hona kya chahiye, that is different. Isn't it? My question to you is very simple. If somebody has hurt you, should we take a revenge? Yes or no? Jis vyakti se hum sabse kam muh se baat karte hain, usse sabse zyada man se baat karte hain hum log. Dekhna. If you are not speaking with somebody, I am not in speaking terms, we are continuously connected with that person through our mind. So my question, I'll give you my answer. If somebody has hurt me 5 years back, and that person suddenly comes after 5 years back in front of me, my question is, we should take revenge from that person. And obviously, we are IT business people. We should not forget the interest of 5 months also. So, pura settle karna chahiye. Yes or no? Agreed, everybody is with me? Yes or no? Okay. Now, I request you a very simple exercise to do. Karenge sabhi log? Only for 3 days when you go, you have to do this exercise in your home. Raise your hands if you are going to do this with me. यार इनका वीडियो निकालो ये दल बदलते हैं बहुत जल्दी करते हैं. We need evidence today. Okay? Everybody should do it. करेंगे? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Very simple exercise I am going to give you. Very simple. Now, for next 3 days when you go back home, you have to do simple thing. When your home is being cleaned, your bathroom is being cleaned, your bedroom is being cleaned, your kitchen is being cleaned, drawing room is being cleaned, for next 3 days, simple, you have to gather all the garbage for 3 days and decorate it in your drawing room for next 3 days. That's all. Simple. Very simple. Okay, ready everybody? Aapne haath uthaya tha yaar. This is so bad. You just raise your hands. Karenge, yes or no? Karenge, yes or no? No. Will you do it for 2 days? Yes or no? Will you do it for 1 day? Yes or no? Ghar ki safai roz honi chahiye kabhi kabhi. Ghar ki safai roz honi chahiye kabhi kabhi. Jab ghar ki safai roz honi chahiye, to man ki safai 20-20 saal kyun nahi karte ho? Apne aap se pooch kar dekho. True spirituality is nothing. It's about changing your own inner thoughts. Abhi dekho. अभी अपने मन को देखो. Our मन is no more a garden. It's turned into a garbage box. Each one of you, every single person, from first to last, from right to left, leave your mobiles and look into your mind, the level of anger that we have. Not for 1 year, not for 1 month, every single day, the level of irritation that we create, look at the hatred and jealousy that we harbor, that we nurture in our heart. Look at the constant criticism for people in front, at the back, competing for the people. Look at the complaint and look at the expectations. 8 emotions have destroyed our life, my dear friends. If you don't have these emotions, you can leave this hall. This meditation is not for you. But look at this. You may meditate for 8 hours. You may go to a masjid, mandir, church or gurdwara. You may, you know, listen to these religious scriptures. You may have YouTube subscriptions. You may listen to so many subscriptions. But remember, a heart that is full of hatred and a mind that is full of anger can never be happy, can never give happiness, and can never connect with God, my dear friends. True spirituality is all about cleaning your own inner self. This is the power of meditation. Heera banna hai, to tarashne ki had se guzarna padega. Every day you sharpen your own mind. Every single day I am working on my own self to make my mind a more beautiful and a more loving person, accepting for everybody. Accepting for everybody. You won't keep the negative emotions in your mind, isn't it? You know, if you want to use something in your kitchen so commonly, like a salt, like a pepper, like a sugar, where do you keep it? Do you keep it in front or keep it in the back? Answer, please. You keep it in the front because every day you have to use them. So naturally, if you need a salt, pepper, oil every day in your kitchen, it should be right there in front of you. Similarly, our mind is also a kitchen. Whatever you want to use it, if you want to use anger, keep it in front. People say, he's naturally so angry. He's an irritating person. Why? Because we are using the same emotions every day in our mind. Meditation tells you, decorate your mind with love. Decorate your mind with acceptance, with gratitude, with appreciation, and with compassion in your life. Imagine, how would your life be if for one day, if only and only for one day, when I'm doing my work, I inculcate love and compassion in my life. I accept people. What happens when I appreciate somebody? I increase their value. When something appreciates, their value is increasing. When you appreciate a person, you increase their value. And when their value is increased, you give them love, they feel accepted. Relationships change, my dear friends. Relationships are not based on money or things. Relationships are based on what kind of emotions we have. You know, that's the power. That's the beauty. You may be thinking something else. For last 20 years, I've strongly believed language is designed to hide feelings. Vibrations never lie. You may speak something positive. Oh, Dr. Gupta, what a fantastic lecture you gave. Wonderful, we really enjoyed. Aur jaane ke baad ye bhi koi bolne ka tareeka tha. Possible. It could be possible. You may mince with your words, but vibrations will never lie. Tabhi hota hai na, kisi ke ghar jaate hain, party mein, 4 ghante ke liye jayenge, aadhe ghante mein wahan se bhaag ke aa jaate hain. And we go to meet somebody for 10 minutes and we spend 2 hours. Yaar, time ka pata nahi laga. Why? It's about vibrations. It's about the energy that we create. That is what I want to tell you. Is man ke andar hi Ram aur Ravan hai. Whatever you nurture, it flourishes in our life. Meditation tells you, nurture peace, love and happiness in your life. Daliye. Kehte na, zindagi ko maine kuch is tarah aasan kar diya. Kisi se maafi mang li aur kisi ko maaf kar diya. Learn to accept people. Ek din ke liye. Ek din ke liye apne relations mein dekhna. Keval ye nahi hai, Bhagwan ka naam liya. Meditate kiya. Kehne ke liye sab attach huye. Aur relations aur practical life mein aaye, to uske liye man mein wahi agony hai, wahi pain hai, wahi negative feelings hai. Ye kaisi spirituality hai? We are lecturing people across the world. We have gurus and mahatmas who are lecturing. But when it comes to your own self, I'm not a changed person. It has to reflect from your life. It has to be experienced and embraced in your life. Your life should be so pure and powerful and loving. Every person who comes, he is full of joy and love in your life. Main kabhi bade pyar se muskurate hue kehta bhi hoon ki har jazbaat ko zindagi mein zuba nahi milti. Har jazbaat ko zindagi mein zuba nahi milti. Har arzu ko zindagi mein dua nahi milti. हर आरज़ू को जिंदगी में दुआ नहीं मिलती, मुस्कुराहट बनाए रखो तो दुनिया साथ है, आंसुओं को तो आंखों में भी पनाह नहीं मिलती. कीप ऑन स्माइलिंग. दिस इज द पावर ऑफ मेडिटेशन. मेडिटेशन मेक्स यू ग्लो, मेक्स यू नर्चर्स यू, एंड यू आर लाइक अ वाइब्रेंट. एंड दिस इज द पावर. दिस इज हाउ द साइंस ऑफ मेडिटेशन एंड थॉट्स इज वर्किंग. द स्पिरिचुअलिटी एंड मेडिटेशन ऑफ रमा कुमारीज इज नॉट जस्ट अबाउट थिंकिंग योर सोल बट मैनिफेस्टिंग दोज क्वालिटीज ऑफ सोल इन योर लाइफ. कैन थॉट्स अफेक्ट अवर वॉटर, अवर फूड, अवर नेचर? द आंसर इज येस. लुक एट दिस. Look at the studies by Dr. Masaru Emoto, the famous Japanese scientist, and only few minutes of meditation to the water. Look at this, how the crystal pattern of water changes into love. Yahan pe dekhte na, bhojan wahi hai, lekin meditative energy hai. Vibrations hai. Food is not about the way you are cooking. It's about the energies that you are instilling it. It's not just about the spices, it's about the vibrations that you are instilling in it. And this is what he showed, that when you have positive vibrations for water, the crystal pattern of water is beautiful. And when you have negative vibrations, the water crystal takes an ugly pattern. And what he said was, by thinking, speaking and acting with intention of peace towards water, water can and water will bring peace to our bodies and our life, my dear friends. Look at the food. The same rice grain, same bottle, same situation, but three different emotions were given. One was given love, one was given hate, and one was not given anything. Look at what happened. Within 1 week, the crystal pattern, the rice grains of the bottle with love, they remain absolutely healthy, the energies. This is where meditation is acting. Look at this. The nature. How nature is working. The same plant, three different situations. Socha tha aapne Registan mein aapko ye milega. Did you ever think in the wildest of the dreams? I was walking for almost 2 hours in the morning from 5 a.m. till 7 in the morning. And you know, the energy, the vibrations were so powerful. I went for 4-5 kilometers down to these villages and all these places. Everywhere it was blooming. Why? Because when you embrace plants with love, they blossom. But when you give energies of hate and ignore, the nature also retaliates. This is the power we are gifted with. Look at the atmosphere. Can our vibrations, our thoughts change the environment? The study in Washington that was carried out way back in 1990, in a study of 1993, in study of 40 million people, city of 40 million people, when rapes, crimes and assaults were on increase, only 4,000 people were asked to meditate. Only 4,000 people. Only for 30 minutes, for 6 weeks to create a powerful influence, changing their thoughts. And you know, within 6 weeks, 23% decrease in crime was observed in a city of 40 million people. And they said, if only 4,000 people are meditating in the city of 40 million people, the crime would decrease for 50% in 1 year. Vichar ki shakti. The power that you can create with meditation, my dear friends. And this is the message that I want to give you. Unlock the powers of your mind and unlock your destiny. You have the power to unlock the God gene. Every day, every day, each one of you is gifted 1,440 minutes. And with my folded hands, you know, I'm asking each one of you to take out only 20 minutes of your time every day. Only 20 minutes for your own self, for teaching your soul to be happy, changing your mind to think positive, to think good to others, to change your thought process, to meditate, to empower, to embrace love, joy, purity, happiness and bliss. This is what is the beauty of life, to reprogram your life. My dear friends, meditation is one of the most powerful epigenetic tools that has been ever created. This is the most powerful tool. Just as you charge your mobile, my message is, meditation charges your mind. It charges your mind with God's purity, with God's knowledge, with the power of God. You embrace happiness. You embrace the love and peace of God. And when there is love, when there is peace, when there is happiness, power, when there is knowledge and purity, it is then when you experience the anandam, or what is called as the blissful state in your life. Experience this. Bliss is not just in sitting meditation, it will radiate out of your face. The way you go, wherever you go, people will be embraced and automatically attracted with God's love. They will be touched, they will be healed, they will be feeling the vibrations of God's energy. That's the power of meditation, my dear friends. I want to tell you, my dear friends, you wanted evidence. Look at these magneto and cephalogram pictures, how meditation is working on your brain. Look at these pictures. Click them and keep it with them. If I scan your brain scientifically, this is what kind of scan I'm going to get. A completely imbalanced right and left brain. This is a brain which is prone to anxiety, depression and poor mental health. This is what is happening with 99% of the population today. Look at this, what happens to your brain with 15 minutes of meditation. Look at the synchrony that is created. Look at the complete harmony that is created between right and left hemispheres. Your brain completely harmonizes between right and left brain. And this is what gives you a more integrated, emotionally and a mentally stable system. Evidence we wanted. Today, we believe in karma. Some people meet me, Dr. Gupta, we believe in karma. No problem. Karma is left brain. It's analytical, it's logical, it's strategic, it's accurate. It's going to give you success. But remember, only 50% success in your life. Meditation tells you to change yourself from karma to karma yogi in your life. Activate your right brain. It's your right brain that is passionate. It's your right brain that is creative. It's your right brain that is free and loving in your life. This is how you harmonize your life with Raj Yoga meditation, with God's power, with God's energy. Don't you think this is magic? You have the power. How long we are going to listen to everybody throughout our life? It's time to kindle the candle of change in our own life, my dear friends. To understand the power of meditation, mobile is going to ring, challenges are going to be there. I'm always going to be busy, 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 busy. There are so many appointments every day, my dear friends. But remember, you will always remember this day. You will never forget this day. That one day, somebody had spoken to us, not from his brain, but from his heart. From his own experience, telling you that what lies beneath healing. What lies beneath yoga and meditation? What is the power that each one of you is gifted with? What is it to have God as a central person in controlling your own life, my dear friends? Today, we use God only and only, we remember God only and only because of two reasons. Either because what we need them or only because of fear. But true relation is neither on fear, neither on based on need. It's based on love, my dear friends. Meditation is a beautiful word which tells us to heal ourselves with God's love, God's purity and God's power by allowing God to be a steering wheel of our life, not a spare wheel of our life. Allow Him to drive your life. Allow Him to steer your life every day, every single moment and see the magic unfold in your life, my dear friends. A group of people like you went to a saint and they were very smart and wise enough to tell the saint, what should we do? We don't have time to meditate every day. When should we meditate in our life? And he was very kind enough to tell, oh, you are right, absolutely. You guys are so busy. You don't need to meditate every day in your life. You meditate only one day before you die. That is more than enough. They were very happy. Keval ek din se kaam chal jayega. He said, bilkul perfect. Only one day before you die, you meditate and that is going to take care of everything. They were very happy. But one of the wise men of you, he turned back to the saint and said, "Par sir, we don't know when are we going to die." He said, "Then do it today because tomorrow what is going to happen? We don't know, my dear friends. The time to change is now." As you embark on a new journey of science and spirituality, let this be the day. That you make a conscious choice and allow God's power, allow your thinking to create magic in your life, to create and nurture your own life, my dear friends. I've used it in my life in every single day. I've used it in my life in every moment. And let me tell you, God's power and God's meditation is completely bliss in your life. Before I leave you with a very, very powerful message. And I request you to take out your mobiles and click this picture. And paste it in front of you. And always remember what I'm going to show you is, before we meditate, that my most profound message is, today is the first day of rest of your life. It's up to you how you live your life after this. It's up to you how you design your life after this. It's up to you how you create your life after this. Dosto, jab hamara sankalp change hota hai, to hamari drishti parivartit hoti hai. Jab hamari drishti parivartit hoti hai, to hamari kriti parivartit hoti hai. Jab hamari kriti parivartit hoti hai, to hamari vritti parivartit hoti hai. जब हमारी वृत्ति परिवर्तित होती है तो हमारी संस्कृति परिवर्तित होती है और जब हमारी संस्कृति परिवर्तित होती है तो हमारी सृष्टि भी परिवर्तित हो जाती है. यही संकल्प है, यही साधना है और यही सृष्टि है. दिस इज द पावर ऑफ वन थॉट. दिस इज हाउ यू रीवायर योर ब्रेन, रीवायर योर थॉट्स एंड रीडिजाइन योर लाइफ. माई डियर फ्रेंड्स, लेट अस गो बैक ऑन अ वंडरफुल मेडिटेटिव जर्नी एंड एक्सपीरियंस द पावर ऑफ गॉड. And as we go, we are going to experience a lovely, powerful vibrations. Feel the energy. Every single word that I'm speaking, allow it to trickle down to your soul and feel that power going deep into your life. And let this be the day you change your life forever. So we'll have a beautiful red light. We'll have lovely music. And just be guided with what I'm saying. Om Shanti. Take a deep breath like this. Embrace lot of love in your life. And as you exhale, exhale gratitude in your life. Eyes open, face smiling, and even mind is also smiling. Like a light in a candle, like an idol in a temple, see yourself like a shining star. Feel it separate from the body. Visualize yourself from a distance. Your body is here and you are seeing yourself, your mind, much away, beautifully, sparkling light. Check your mind, the anger, the irritation, all these feelings, visualize them. They are your feelings. Accept them. Today, I choose to clean my own mind and soul. Feel God's love, God's purity, God's happiness. Trickling like a water, down like a fountain, nourishing your soul. Visualize, feel it, every corner of your mind, free of all that is not wanted. Embrace and accept love. Embrace the happiness and joy. Allow it to empower every cell of the body. Feel the energy going to your hands, to your legs, to all the organs. They are dancing in joy, free of all the disease. I am a perfect, healthy angel of God.
the illness goes away. I'm stable and powerful. Look at your relations. I accept unconditionally only love. Think about the person or the situation and radiate love and acceptance unconditionally for my own self, for my own peace. I accept, feel it. No other thought. Allow your relations to be healed by your thoughts. Visualize your future. Manifest it. Every thought that is pure, that is powerful, succeeds. Every thought creating my destiny. Feel God's peace and God's power manifesting success for me in whatever I think. Feel this energy. Embrace it. Accept it. Love, happiness, and joy is my true essence, is myself, is my power. Let this day be the first day of my life, the day of magic, the day of change, the day of grace. Deep silence for 30 seconds. Absorb. Feel the energy. The peace going down your soul. The love and happiness empowering you. Radiate all this energy. I am the Shakti. I am the power. Om Shanti. 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 Om Shanti.